Today is Tuesday, December 31st. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Three people were found dead in a New Lisbon home yesterday afternoon. The Juneau County Communications Center received a call regarding the three individuals who were found in the home. A person of interest in the investigation is being identified as Virgil G. Thu. Thu is a 47-year-old white male weighing approximately 150 pounds and 5'10 in height. He was last seen wearing a dark-colored down coat and hat. Virgil Thu is currently wanted through Wisconsin probation and parole. He should be considered armed and dangerous. Law enforcement asks that if seen, do not confront or approach him. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is conducting an officer-involved critical incident investigation in the city of Madison that occurred last night. At approximately 8:20, officers with the Madison Police Department responded to a report of a vehicle theft at the Best Western on Anamark Drive. A foot chase ensued with an adult male suspect who was taken into custody, and EMS was requested to respond. EMS conducted an on-scene evaluation of the subject and cleared the subject for transport by law enforcement to the Dane County Jail. Upon arrival at the jail, the subject was observed to be unresponsive. The subject was transported to a local hospital where he remains. No weapons were discharged during this incident. Involved law enforcement officers will be placed on administrative leave per agency policy. DCI is leading this investigation and is assisted by a DCI crime response specialist. All involved law enforcement agencies are fully cooperating with DCI during this investigation. DCI is continuing to review evidence and determine the facts of this incident and will turn over the investigative reports to the Dane County District Attorney's Office when the investigation concludes. A Madison pastor says one of the children injured in a school shooting earlier this month is recovering. Lighthouse Church senior pastor Marcio Sierra Jr. said in a social media post that the student, only identified as Sammy, is awake and conscious after being shot and critically injured in the attack at Abundant Life School earlier this month. The Wisconsin State Journal reports Sierra gave permission to publish that information he shared on Facebook. The students who were injured in the shooting have not been publicly named, and Sierra says the child's family remains very private. 2024 had a little bit of everything when it comes to Wisconsin weather. UW-Madison Professor of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences John Martin said tornadoes were a big story, with the first ever recorded tornado in February. May and June were among the rainiest on record. May was the 10th wettest month of May for the whole state, and June was the 6th wettest on record. Our extremely wet May and June was followed by prolonged droughts. The statewide average temperature in 2024 was 31.4 degrees, roughly 12 degrees warmer than the average between 1991 and 2020. The Boscobel Area School District has two seats up for election this spring. Seats currently held by Greg Luce and Jimmy Cuska are board positions for 3 years beginning Monday, April 28, 2025, and expiring April 2028. Both Luce and Cuska have filed notification of non-candidacy. By filing the notification of non-candidacy, Greg Luce and Jimmy Cuska have given advance notice that they do not intend to be a candidate for re-election to their school board office. Luce represents Area 3, which includes all of the Boscobel School District's area north of the Wisconsin River in Crawford and Richland counties. Cuska represents Area 1, which includes the city of Boscobel. A qualified elector of the school district who wishes to become a candidate and have their name appear on the election ballot for any of the school board seats that will be contested at the 2025 spring election must file all necessary forms at the Boscobel District Office no later than 5 p.m. Tuesday, January 7th. Additional information about school board elections is available at the district's office. The spring election will be held Tuesday, April 1st. If a primary is necessary, it will be held Tuesday, February 18th. This spring's Wisconsin Supreme Court election between former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel and liberal Dane County Judge Susan Crawford is promising to be another high-spending contest for ideological control of the court. Wisconsin Watch is fact-checking the candidates, including Schimmel's claim that Crawford opposes the state's voter ID law. Is that true? Here's Tricia Young.
Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford has opposed the state's voter ID law, which took effect in 2016. Crawford, a lawyer in a lawsuit that challenged voter ID, suggested it would be, quote, acceptable, unquote, if voters could sign affidavits instead of showing ID. In 2018, she called the law, quote, draconian, unquote. UW-Madison estimated the law prevented 4,000 to 11,000 Milwaukee and Madison area voters in 2016. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
A state appeals court upheld a lower court ruling to award the group American Oversight with over $240,000 in legal fees relating to Open Records lawsuits against Michael Gableman. The lawsuits involved Gableman's legislature-supported investigation into allegations of fraud in the 2020 election and accusations that his office broke Open Records laws by not turning over the requested documents quickly. The appeals court also overturned a lower court ruling holding Gableman's office in contempt. Wisconsin residents who drive an electric vehicle should be prepared for an extra tax when using public charging stations in the new year. Among a number of the other new year rule changes, there will be a new 3 cents per kilowatt tax at public charging stations, and businesses like hotels that offer EV chargers will need to register with the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. Transportation officials say the added tax will help provide funding for road improvement projects and estimate it will generate over $3 million in revenue next year. If promised tariffs from the incoming administration come to pass, it will likely mean higher fuel costs here in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
President Donald Trump is promising tariffs on imported products from overseas as well as from our neighbors to the north and south once he takes office. How would a tariff on imported oil from Canada affect gas prices in the Midwest? Here's Patrick DeHaan, petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy.
Definitely the Midwest and Rockies. These are the two regions of the country that have long had stable access and pipelines that flow directly down from Canada. And that's why the Great Lakes and Rockies would be much more affected by this tariff potentially than anyone else.
DeHaan says that the increased cost of oil due to the tariffs and the added cost for refining it into fuel would be passed down to consumers here in the Midwest.
Never before have we seen basically the system that has worked, right? The status quo for decades could suddenly massively change overnight if Trump implements these massive tariffs. Having a tariff on Canadian oil, which is the primary oil we refine here in the Great Lakes, that would have a catastrophic impact on the type of oil that refineries here in our region are paying, and that's why it would be passed down to us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Without tariffs, gas prices are expected to stay below $3 per gallon for several weeks here in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers that they will be able to target any of Wisconsin's inland trout species using artificial lures only starting January 4th through May 2nd on designated early season trout streams. Any trout caught during this time will need to be immediately released. All anglers are encouraged to continue to practice responsible catch and release and reduce their reel and handling time with the fish as much as possible. Tips on how to release your catch responsibly can be found on the DNR's Responsible Release webpage. Anglers will be able to keep the trout they catch once the general hook and line season opens on May 3rd, provided bag limits and length requirements are met. Check the guide to Wisconsin's trout fishing regulations for specifics. Anyone wishing to participate in the season will need a 2024-25 fishing license and an inland trout stamp, which are both good until March 31st and can be purchased online through Go Wild or at one of many license sales locations throughout the state. After April 1st, anglers will need a 2025-26 fishing license and inland trout stamp. For a look at trout streams across the state, access the Trout Tool and additional trout fishing information on the DNR's Inland Trout Fishing webpage. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources also invites clubs and organizations to host free fishing clinics on Winter Free Fishing Weekend, January 18th and 19th. On Free Fishing Weekend, residents and non-residents can fish most waters of the state without a fishing license or stamp for trout or salmon. Clinic plans can include anglers with limited mobility. Many state properties and community partners have accommodations or equipment to make the outdoors accessible for all. Learn about the available accommodations at state-managed properties on the DNR's Accessible Recreation webpage and other options from partner organizations. Those planning to host a Winter Free Fishing Weekend event are asked to submit registration and materials request forms by January 8th. The clinic will be promoted and educational materials will be sent. Anglers ages 15 and under may fish without a license any day of the year. Therefore, organizers are encouraged to also welcome adults new to ice fishing.